Sometimes the bit of info is an interesting story that I've found that I'd like to share with you. Sometimes it's something uplifting. Sometimes it's something that might enrich your life. But sometimes, like today, it's something that I just find interesting and hope you will too. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. From mentalfloss.com, I happened to find an article that I found incredibly interesting, dealing particularly with the origins of words. Some of them, of course, are pretty straightforward. Straightforward being a fine example of that. Then there are words whose origins are somewhat obscure, and there aren't very many clues to the word's history. Tragedy, for instance, comes to mind. And believe it or not, the origin might come from the Greek for goat song. Now, that might not make a whole lot of sense, but it's theorized because it may be a reference to actors in ancient Greek tragedies dressed in animal furs, or maybe because a goat was once offered as a prize. But then there are those word origins that are hiding in plain sight. Words whose origins, after just a little consideration, seem obvious once you know them. For instance, the word freelance. Yes, lance and freelance is the same one carried by a medieval knight, at least in early 19th century fiction. That's because the original freelancers were mercenary knights in stories like Sir Walter Scott's Ivanhoe, characters who carried no allegiance to any specific cause and could instead be paid or hired to fight. Freelances. See how this works? Here's another one for you. Equinox. The equinox is the date at which the sun passes the Earth's celestial equator, on which night and day are exactly equal. Appropriately enough, the word itself literally means equal night. Equinox. Now, since we're on the calendar, month, for instance. The months of the year were originally calculated from the phases of the moon, and ultimately a month is essentially a moonth. Another moon-related word that's staring you in the face is lunatic, originally an adjective describing someone whose behavior was affected by the phases of the moon. See how this works? Pretty interesting. Maybe when you're standing around the water cooler today and someone says, "That guy is a lunatic," you can tell him exactly where the word comes from. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.